Shalom uvecha to all. This week's parsha is Parshas Korach. The disasters in the desert continue, if you will, in Parshas Korach. We learn from Bahaloscha, those seeking pretext, the complainers, those with desire, Aldar and Medar having prophecy, Miriam Lashon Hara, Parshas Shlach, the terrible decree against Am Yisrael in retribution, really, for their slander and rejection of the land. The Kosh Baruch said, the land will reject you if you do not want the land. And now we come to Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach is a first cousin to Moshe and Aaron. How? Because Amram and Yitzhar are brothers. They are the sons of Kahas. Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uzziel are the four sons of Kahas. So Aaron and Moshe and Miriam are the children of Amram. And Korach is the son of Yitzhar. And Korach has a problem. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod, Motzin, Esa Adam, Min Ha'olam. Kina, jealousy, Taiva, desire, Kavod, the lust, the quest for honor, remove a person from this world. And Korach wants to know why Moshe and Aaron elevate themselves over Am Yisrael. Kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim ubetocham Hashem, madu atit nasu al kal Hashem. Who do you think you are? Why do you pride yourselves over the nation of God? Is God not amongst all of us? He pretends that he wants covered for the whole nation. What Korach really wants is covered for Korach. And he wants to be important, and he wants to be a leader, and he wants to overthrow the leadership of Moshe, the chief rabbi, if you will, and Aaron, the high priest. Parshas Korach begins, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi, Yaakov Avinu Davin, that his name should not be mentioned in the machlokas of Korach, and therefore the lineage stops by Levi, but does not go all the way to Aaron. And Korach took, he convinced with words. Who did he convince? Dasan and Aviram, the famous rabbi, Razor travel makers, the sons of Ali of Om Ben Pelas, from the tribe of Reuven, or the Rosh of Oyd Shechino. And they get up against Moshe, and men of distinction from the children of Israel. They get 250 to join their rebellion. They were leaders of the assembly. They were men of renown. And they gather against Moshe and Aaron, and they say, Rav Lechem, have you not taken enough covet for yourself? Ki kol ha'edo kulam kadoshim. The entire assembly is holy, b'tocham Hashem. God is amongst all of the Israelites. U'madu atit nasu al kal Hashem. Why do you pride yourselves? Why do you raise yourselves? Now, of course, Moshe and Aaron only took gedula because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordered and commanded them to take gedula. But Korach is not satisfied with that. And what Korach wants, again, he doesn't really want equality for all. He wants power for Korach. Vayishma Moshe, Vayipal Panav. Moshe hears and he is so overcome by this rebellion that he falls upon his face and he speaks to Korach and his assembly. As Al Teres, the machlokas of Korach is Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. In Pirkei Avos, that the contention, the strife of Korach is not for the sake of heaven, and any machlokas that is not for the sake of heaven will, of course, not endure. And he speaks to Korach at his edus, and he says, in the morning, God will make known who is to his. God will make known to the one that he chooses. And we're going to take fire pens, Korach and his kol Eda. We're going to put upon it fire. We're going to put upon it ketores. And the fire pen that God chooses with the ketores is the one that is kadosh Hashem. And Moshe says to Korach, Shimuna b'nei Levi, listen up, b'nei Levi, ha'ma'amikim ki hivdei elokei Yisrael eschem me'adas Yisrael la'akriv eschem el. Isn't it not enough that you're a Levi? You have an important job. La'avod et avodat mishkan Hashem. You do important work in the mishkan. V'la'amod afnei edel l'sharsam. You stand before the assembly. Is that not enough? But you brought close your brothers, the sons of Levi, and you also want kahuna. Why are you doing this? Ma'hu kitalinu alav. What is Aaron that you are complaining against him? Of course, we know that Korach refuses to back down. Korach ultimately is going to him and his assembly, will and his family, and even the babies. Rashi says, look how terrible is machlokas. Even the children, the nursing children, will be swallowed alive by the machlokas. Korach is going to go down. He's going to be swallowed up by the earth alive. Kosh Baruch Hu has chosen Moshe and Aaron. That is the divine will. But let's talk about Korach's claim. What Korach says is, Ki kol ha'edah, Pasuk Gimel, Perek Tazayin, Ki kol ha'edah kulam kadoshim v'tocham Hashem, madu atit nasu al kal Hashem. I'm going to quote the explanation of Rabbi Joseph B. Salavichuk, the Rav Zatzal. Korach's first argument was very simple, says the Rav. And at first glance, it was also quite logical. No one can deny Korach's assertion, the whole community is holy. Is that not true? It is the very essence of our chosenness. So on the one hand, Korach's claim seems to be very valid. What did Kosh Baruch Hu tell us at Har Sinai? V'atem teyumi mechas kohanim v'goy kodosh, you will be for me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. So yes, the Rav says, no one can deny Korach's assertion, the whole community is holy. It is the very essence of our chosenness. Every Jew possesses intrinsic sanctity because we are part of Am Yisrael. It is true what Korach said. Every Jew is intrinsic, inherent, deep-seated sanctity from their neshama. As far as holiness is concerned, there's no distinction between Moshe and a simple wood chopper, says the Rav. Hence, Korach was saying, what right did Moshe or Aaron have to lead, to guide, to rule? He charged them with seizing power illegitimately. He raised a millennia-old argument based on the equality of all people. Perhaps you could say that today that is communism. Are we not equal? Everyone is exactly the same. No, not Lahavda. This is what Korach wanted, and his claim was not correct. And we have to understand why his claim was not correct. Because on the one hand, it is true, all of Israel is holy. However, says the Rav, what we have to understand is that Korach was wrong. Why? Because Rav Soloveitchik explains that Korach was unaware of the twofold character of Kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of Israel. And there is a mystery to this dual Kedusha. Rashi explains, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a treasured people for him out of all the nations that are upon the earth. So on the one hand, we are all chosen to be holy. That is true. On the other hand, there is a distinction between our leaders and the simple people. There is a distinction between Moshe and the woodchopper. Continuing with the Rav, Rashi apparently questioned the duplication in this verse. It's a pasuk from Sefer Devarim, Perek Yod Dalet, pasuk Beis. The duplication, on the one hand, the pasuk says, you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord has chosen you to be a treasured people out of all the nations. You are a holy nation. Your holiness comes to you from your fathers. Kedushas Avos. But in addition to that sanctity, the Lord has chosen you to be a cherished people unto himself. First, on the one hand, we must understand the community as a whole is holy. Knesset Yisrael, says of Soloveitchik, is not just a conglomerate of people. I think I got it right. Okay, we're not just a multitude, we're not just a mixture, we're not just this whole group made up of individuals. We're not just a multitude of souls. Knesset Yisrael is an individuality. There's an entity unto itself. There's a personality, Knesset Yisrael. The sanctity of our covenantal community is inherited from our ancestors. It's true. We have Zchus Avos. We have Kedushas Avos. In order to lay claim to sanctity, individual must draw upon the resources of sanctity available to the community. You want to be Kadosh? You want to be part of Am Yisrael? So you have to draw upon the resources of Kedusha available to Knesset Yisrael as a community. If the individual derives his sanctity from the community, it is true, Moshe derives as much sanctity from the community as the simple woodchopper. Kedushas Avos. From this perspective, every Jew's sanctity would be equal. The sanctity is not personal. It is not intimate. It is Kedushas Avos, and therefore it is a universal, community-rooted, and community-nourished holiness inherited from our forefathers. And in fact, by the way, this is exactly what we say in the Oz Yashir, in Perek Tesvav Pasuk Beis of Sefer Shemos, when we read the Oz Yashar, when we sing the Oz Yashar, we say, Zek Keiliva Amvehu, Elokei Avi Varamenu, Zek Keiliva Amvehu. On the one hand, God is my God. I have a unique relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as an individual. I have unique Kedusha. However, Elokei Avi Varamenu, he is the God of my fathers, and therefore I laud and exalt him. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the God of my forefathers. He's the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He's the God of my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, and my great-great-grandfather, and for each of every one of us. And we tap into the Kedusha of Zek Keli Vanvelo, okay, Avi Vermenu. It's a dual Kedusha. On the one hand, I make God my God. I have a personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. I have a personal Kedusha. I have intrinsic sanctity as being an individual, a Yachid. On the other hand, okay, Avi Vermenu. He's the God of my fathers, and I have Kedusha Savas. So therefore, says the Rav, from the perspective of a communal Kedusha, Korach is correct. Moshe derives as much sanctity from the community as a simple woodchopper. However, says the Rav, Judaism is not satisfied with this social aspect of Kedusha. If the community were the only source of sanctity, then the individual would be deprived of his creative role, his individual initiative, his originality and his uniqueness. So it is true that we're all holy from Kedushas Avos, from being part of Klal Yisrael. Moshe is equal to the woodchopper. However, we all have a unique creative role. We all have individual initiative. We all have our own originality, and every Jew has their own uniqueness. And we must develop that aspect of ourselves, and that's Zekeliva Amvehu, as opposed to Elokei Aviva Remenu. Says the Rav, the outstanding person develops into a great leader. Hence, the Torah says there is a second resource of Kedusha, and that is the sanctity of the individual in the inner recesses of his personality. No one else has a sanctity like that person. An individual's sanctity cannot be shared like somebody else. To paraphrase Chazal, just as people have different ideas, so they have different levels of Kedusha. There is a separate Kedusha attached to each and every individual. And therefore, from this viewpoint, says the Rav, the community derives Kedusha by integrating countless Kedusha experiences of the individual members of the community. So each member of the community has their individual Kedusha experience. We come together to create the nation of Israel. In this case, the single person sanctifies the community. And therefore, says the Rav, it is obvious as far as the election of individuals is concerned, their endowment cannot be equal. Each individual receives the endowment which reflects the greatness of his or her own personality. So our nation has Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Echad Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. And then it has the simple folk, the woodcutter, the water drawer. From the Kedushas Avos, we are equally holy. From the perspective of bringing our own potential, our talents, abilities, our capabilities, our intrinsic Kedusha to fruition, we are not exactly the same. Each individual, says the Rav, receives the endowment which reflects the greatness of his or her personality. That is individual Kedusha. And those experiences are not equal with one another. They are proportional to the individual's involvement and dedication to Kedusha, to Am Yisrael, to Torah Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are also related to the individual's depth and sweep. This Kedusha is an expression of one's greatness. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was Aaron HaKohen. And in fact, says the Rav, not all people are alike as far as this greatness is concerned. So was Korach correct? In one respect, he was. In one respect, we're all part of Am Yisrael. Every Jew is a Jewish neshama. Kol ha'edo kulam kedoshim. Yes, because why? Elokei aviv aramenu. But Korach forgot about something else. He forgot about what? You have to make God your own God and build your own personal relationship with him based on the Kedusha of who you are as an individual. And in that respect, no, we are not all equal. Are we all equally important? Yes. Are we all equal? No. And that's what Korach didn't understand. That's what we must understand. Now, what lesson could we derive? What lesson could we take for our own lives? We must tap into the relationship of Kedusha Yisrael as part of Klal Yisrael, but we must also tap into the kochus inherent with each and every one of us and build ourselves up to the best people that we can be as individuals, bring my own potential to fruition and actualization. This is what Korach did not understand. That's why his claim was totally incorrect. The reality is that he didn't want cover for everybody. He only wanted cover for Korach. But one thing that we could learn from him is that we must tap into the Misorav Knesset from Zchus Avos, but we must never use that as an excuse to be complacent. We must build ourselves up as individuals to be the great Jew that we as an individual can be, that nobody else could be. Thank you so much. Kol tov, besoros tovos, bebirkas shalom for Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Medina Yisrael.